strong reaction today to Ariel Sharon's plan to separate Israel from the Palestinians if there is no progress soon in the peace talks. In a speech yesterday, the Israeli Prime Minister said Israel would establish new security lines in the West Bank and Gaza Strip and relocate some Jewish settlements unless the Palestinians crack down on terrorism.
That brought criticism from the Palestinians and from Israeli settlers. We'll hear some analysis from Israel in a moment. First, here in Washington, the Bush administration is now trying to put the best spin on the situation as it faces criticism for not doing enough to promote peace. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Though U.S. officials complained about some aspects of Sharon's speech, they point out that the Israeli leader did make some important pledges. Sharon said he would eliminate unauthorized settlement outposts in the West Bank and improve the lives of Palestinians by reducing curfews, roadblocks, and closures. State Department spokesman Adam Erley was highlighting these aspects of the speech rather than parts the Palestinians saw as threatening.
What we're focusing on is the here and now, the real and the tangible, what may or may not happen in the future, and under what circumstances that may or may not happen is something that's just really hard to pin down at this point.
At the White House, Scott McClellan, who yesterday warned Israel against imposing a solution, today said the U.S. was pleased with the overall speech. Phil Wilcox, president of the Foundation for Middle East Peace, complains about what he calls an ambivalent U.S. response to Sharon.
One could say that if unilateral actions are to ease up on the humanitarian situation in the West Bank and to remove illegal outposts, then that's a good thing. But those are actually not unilateral actions. Those are actions that are required under the roadmap.
That's the international peace plan backed by the Bush administration. Wilcox, a former U.S. consul general in Jerusalem, notes that the roadmap requires simultaneous action by Israel and the Palestinians who must crack down on terrorism. But he argues the U.S. has taken too passive an approach to implementing the peace plan, and that, he says, plays into Sharon's hands.
The administration is preoccupied with Iraq. There's also the traditional view that this issue is simply too hot to handle during a presidential election year. I think those two factors constrain the Bush administration from an active American leadership role.
Paul Sham also believes the Bush administration is in election mode now. He's a researcher from the Truman Institute for Peace of Hebrew University and now an adjunct scholar at the Middle East Institute here in Washington. He says there's not a lot of American diplomacy going on.
On the one hand, they are welcoming Israel's withdrawal from settlements or announced intention to withdraw, which is, of course, very different, but they welcome the idea of withdrawal. On the other hand, they don't want annexation. They don't want the legal status quo being changed permanently.
State Department officials insist they are still involved, trying to encourage Sharon and the new Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Kureya to meet. But privately, one U.S. official said that the U.S. agrees with Sharon's assessment that Kureya has not been an overwhelming success, having failed to persuade Palestinian militant groups to agree to a ceasefire. U.S. officials have also expressed some frustration with Ariel Sharon in recent weeks, though Paul Sham doesn't see the U.S. doing anything about that.
Privately, they see Sharon as not helpful. What they want to make sure is that he doesn't try to take any unilateral moves that would create much more violence than there is now, that would make people feel that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is falling apart as opposed to simmering.
Sham sees the conflict continuing on what he called a low boil for the foreseeable future. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.